Drake. Drake has a very interesting ring. I don't know what's going on with that. What situation? What's that ring you got on, Drake?
It just happens to be the only finger that this ring fits. I got it like 2 days ago, man. It was a ring I had to have. It's like, you know, it's 23 karat gold, and it's just so detailed, and it's like Ethiopian inspired. But I realize it only fits on this finger that means something. So.
I think that the other hand has a finger that's similar.
My finger actually happens to be fatter on this side. So thanks for giving that away to all the women who previous liked me. Now I have like fat fingers on one hand.
Speaking of the ladies, you said you were going to give them this R&B mixtape. What happened with that?
We're still working on it. I mean, the thing is, me and 40 so rarely get time off, and when I say time off, I mean like a chunk of time to work that like I said, you know, I love singing, I love R&B music. I just don't have, like, I mean, those things come as a result of emotions. It's hard for me to just aimlessly write R&B without something going on, and I'm currently, you know, not involved in anything right now. I don't happen to be in a relationship or something driving the pain of R&B music. So, you know, I've just sort of I want it to come naturally, and I'm actually, you know, I've got about 6 songs done for it. Yeah. I don't want to put too many on it, so it's almost done. But I'm really focused on Take Care right now.
But yeah. You don't transfer those songs to Take Care. Take Care is kind of its own mission, right?
Take Care is its own mission, and Take Care, I don't even know if it'll have its own R&B song on there. I mean, I really am going back to the So Far Gone time where, first of all, you know, as much as the label and people are fighting me on it, I'm not doing 13 songs this time, because 13 songs doesn't give me, or 14, it doesn't give me enough. I want to do interludes, I want to do transitions and different moments, and but yeah, I've got an overabundance. I've never had this many raps on me, you know, on my person. Like,
you
I've never
got a lot of bars. You got a lot of bars.
I got some things in these. I'm in here, right next to the Grammy speech. I got some bars, man.
So. Yo, is the album 100% super duper flow free?
What?
The super duper flow? Like,
it's gonna be an experience, man. I think that for anybody who, you know, I often hear people reference, you know, So Far Gone and Comeback Season, and oh man, we missed that. And while that was a point in time that a lot of people miss, you know, a lot of people miss me being an underdog that you were discovering, you know, and that'll never happen again, unfortunately. I hate to break it to you, you know, I'll never be the guy that only you and your boy know about, or you and your homegirl know about, and no one else knows. You know, I mean, I've unfortunately for those individuals been gift wrapped to the world, and you know, a lot of people happen to tear the paper off very quickly and observe, I guess, you know, my career for the last little bit. But that's not to say that I can't provoke those same emotions and make that same music. And that's really what I'm gearing towards, man. I just want to write great life raps, you know. And I was just even talking to Hove the other day about you know, what I should focus on this go around, and yeah, I just really want to write, man. I really want to write for the people and speak for my generation. And 40's in such a good place, man, making some of the greatest sonic music I've heard.
How is 40 doing? Because I remember when I saw the MTV thing, I didn't know about his illness, you know, his situation health wise. Like,
yeah, he's good. I mean, you know, it comes and goes. It's one of those things where, you know, there'll be times where we'll be up a little too late, or you know, and he'll just be like, man, I gotta go home and sit it down for a couple of days. And it's just always one of those things. I'm always open to it. Whenever he says
he's the boss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have that relationship where I'm not like, nah, we keep working. This is my operation. Like, I mean, I want the best. I want to give the people the best music we can. So therefore, you know, I always want him to be healthy and well rested. But he's great, man. He's great, and he's doing some phenomenal things.
He builds the quarter record, because I know there's other producers like Q-Tip and Premier and Knife One. There's a lot of names being thrown about it that might be contributing.
Me and Q-Tip were in the studio last night. We did something incredible.
Wow. Yeah, he was up here Tuesday.
You, man. A Rolodex.
I'm trying, man. Yeah. I'm trying to survive out here. So you and Tip knock one out, did you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We really... I love when people come through and we just get to talk, man, talk about music. And but, you know, music usually comes to that. I mean, that's how Unthinkable came about for Alicia Keys. And that's how, like, some of the greatest things me and 40 have done have come about by conversation. So, you know, Tip came through and just blessed us with the higher learning, you know.
Yeah, he said he got an Obi-Wan Kenobi type
energy. I mean, it's just even beyond that, you just think of like, man, that's Q-Tip, man, like Benita, like that's him, you know. It's like the other night I went to see Merchant of Venice and I saw Pacino in the play and got to go back and have a short conversation with him and it was just like, man, this is like Pacino, man. Like, that's Scarface. That's the guy, you know? And he's crazy as swag. Just like cashmere hoodie under the pinstripe suit with the toque barely on.
I want to do that one day.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, for sure. You're ready. You're there right now, man.
It sounds like you're out to prove something with this, with the next album. I don't know if it's making up for, like, did you oversing Thank Me Later and now you're coming hard with the heavy raps with this album?
No, it's not really. I'm not really setting out to correct any necessary mistake that I made or be like, oh, I did something wrong the last go around. It's just that, you know, this is where I happen to be at in my life, man, where I feel like I have a particular structure that I want to move forward with. By performing, going on this long tour that I was on this summer, I really understand what records make an impact, what people like, and the art of just noticing, observing criticisms and positives, but not taking them too close to heart. You know, it's not like just because someone tells me I don't like something, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, I'm never gonna do that again. You know, I say it's got to be like you got to use your judgment to weigh it out and.
It's got to be constructive.
But yeah, man, I mean, of course I want to prove something. I want to make another great. I want to prove that I can make albums for the next 10 years. You know, I mean, that's what I'm setting out to prove.
Yeah.
And really, when you think about it, you know, you speak of like me and Cole being friends and all these new cats, you know, you got Wiz, you got all these guys that are coming in. And it's so great because what people have to realize is that hip hop is going to change over, man. You can only get so many more Jay-Z albums. There's only going to be so many.
Please don't
more
say that, Drake. Please.
But
I don't want to cry.
I'm sorry, but it's an honest thing. Like, you know, I mean, there's going to be a day where he's like, man, you know, I'm not gonna make any more albums. You know? Same with Ye. Same with, you know, there's a lot of people.
You
who,
need people like Drake.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's always great to watch younger artists and it's great. I'm gonna be honest, it's great to be young and have you know that hunger, that drive, and of course, yeah, of course, I want to prove something, man. I want to prove that without those, if there comes a day where your favorite rapper for the last 10 years decides he's not going to make an album anymore, I don't want you to feel like all hope is lost. Whether it be me, Cole, Wiz, whoever it is that you love, it doesn't have to be me, but I'm just saying, I want you to have somebody that you're willing to follow. Right. Follow.
Well, I think you're definitely one of those cats, man. I mean,
I hope so, man.
You went from
drinking white wine at 10 in the morning.
You went from don't quit your day jobs to being one of the most biggest artists in this game, man.
Don't quit your day
jobs. We're proud of you up in shape for
brutal,
five, man.
Oh, man, thank you. Yeah.
You know, and I really appreciate you taking the time, man.
Nah,
always,
man, thank you for the opportunity.
You're
it's
my favorite biracial, half-Jewish Canadian rapper.
That is so specific, but so touching.
I second that.
Thank you.
All right, now, seriously, thanks, Drake.
Nah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Shea 4-5.